Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 4, this is what the Word of God said. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. I'm going to read it again. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. You can be seated. Pray with us. Our Father, we thank You this morning for the privilege to be in the house of God. Thank You for those, our Father, that in recent days have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those that have not yet done that, God, that they might consider this Christmas season the greatest gift of all, the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Help us now today, our Father, to glean something from the Word of God that would just be a blessing to us. Make us a blessing, our Father, to our people. And help us to be a blessing to one another. And God will give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to speak to you this morning as the Lord dealt with my heart on this subject, living Christmas to the fullest. Living Christmas to the fullest. You've heard the saying before, living life to the fullest. And that means different things to different people. But I begin to think about Scripture and things begin to roll over in my heart and my mind. And then I begin to search. And God has broke it down today into four areas. But just introducing the message, some of you all are not old enough to remember this. But I can remember the days when you pulled into a service station and you didn't have to get out. You just rolled your window down and an attendant would walk up and you would say something like this, fill her up with high test or fill her up with regular or give me $10 worth of regular, amen. Of course, I can remember saying give me $5 worth, amen. But back then, $5 worth of gas take you somewhere, amen. Amen. But I wonder what it would be like to go through Christmas and just be full. And a lot of people this Christmas, they're going to know what it is to be full of turkey and full of ham and full of rolls. Amen. But I'm talking about the fullness of God. The Bible said in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son. Amen. And I believe God wants us to be full in our hearts and in our minds. Some people will be full of liquor. That's all Christmas means to them, is another opportunity to get drunk. Some people, you say, Pastor, are you putting those people down? I won't go into it, but no, I'm not putting them down. I haven't always known what Christmas was really about. Amen. Company parties and stuff like that, they used to allure me. Thank God I'm running with a different crowd these days. Headed in a different direction. Amen. And some are going to spend Christmas, listen to me, full of bitterness. They're so bitter they could bite a nail into. They're mad at God. They're mad at people. They're mad at everything under the sun. But I tell you, I don't want to spend my Christmas that way, do you? I talked about being full of ham a while ago and full of turkey. We do things different at our house. We don't do Thanksgiving over for Christmas. We just give everybody a choice. Amen. One year we had seafood for Christmas. This year it's Italian. Glory to God. Amen. And so we do different things at Christmas time. So you'll know this. Humanly speaking, I will be full of Italian on Christmas Day. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. He's been good. I'll break this down into four areas this morning, Christmas to the fullest. The first one is the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ. Listen to what the Bible said. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Aren't you glad you know His Son? Can I say this morning? There's a huge difference in knowing who He is and knowing Him. Amen. In the free pardon of sin. Not only the Bible said that in the fullness of time about Jesus, but the Bible said the child grew. This is talking about Jesus. And He waxed strong in spirit. And He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was with him. The fullness of Christ. The Bible said in Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. You want to know why a lot of people will not be full this Christmas? Because it'll be a Christmas without Christ. I never like to read this, and if you've done it, I don't remember anybody doing it here. But I don't like the Xmas, because that's exactly what Christmas is to a lot of people. It's a holiday without Christ. And without Christ, there is no holiday, amen? Without Christ, there is no fullness. Without Christ, there is no celebration of Christmas. The Bible said, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's all about him. Amen. It's all about him. In Psalm chapter 78, you say, Pastor, I don't know why you'd want to make it all about him. I didn't. God did. Amen. God's the one that chose Jesus. The Bible said in Psalm 78, that he, being full of compassion, listen to me this morning, that he forgave their iniquity and he destroyed them not. You know why I'm not in hell this morning? Because I serve a Jesus that's full of compassion. And he forgave my iniquity. And he didn't destroy me. He didn't give me what I deserved. He gave me mercy. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 86 and verse 15, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering. Can you believe he put up with you? He put up with me a long time. Amen. Before I was born into the family of God. And then the Bible said, plenteous in mercy and truth. When I read that, I was thinking about the Pharisee and the publican in the temple. And I won't get this exactly right. I'll paraphrase a little bit. But the Pharisee said something like this, God, I thank you that I'm not as other men are. And he said, I fast twice in the week. He said, I pay tithes of all that I possess. And he said, and I thank you that I'm not even as this publican. But over there stood a publican. And the word of God said he wouldn't even so much as turn his eyes towards heaven. But he smote upon his breast. I picture him like this. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I tell you, the Bible said this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Oh, there was a night on Sunday, February 22nd, 1987. I went to church without Jesus, but I left with him. I went to church on my way to hell, and I left on my way to heaven. Amen. I went to church without peace, and I left with the peace of God in my heart. I went to church without being justified, and I left justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas, the fullness of Christmas to the fullest, amen. It has to do with the fullness of Christ. And then it has to do with the fullness of creation. Listen to some of these verses. It's amazing to me what God does in the Word of God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 32, the Bible said, let the sea roar. Well, y'all excuse me just a minute, okay, while I get this a little bit political. Amen. I when I read that, I said, let AOC roar. Hey, according to her, honey, listen, Florida was already supposed to be underwater. Are you listening to me? Hey, it ain't no politician that tells the sea where to stop. It's the God we serve, amen. It says, right there is as far as you're coming. Amen. The Word of God said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Oh, beloved, you can experience Christmas to the fullness if you'll look to the Christ and if you'll look to his creation. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. One cried to another, this is in Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And it said the whole earth is full of his glory. If God's people would just open their eyes, we every way we look, we can see the glory of God, amen, in his creation. 1 Corinthians 10:26 said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Numbers 14:21, but as truly as I live, the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And the Bible said in Psalm 72:19, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. I went out the other night, and I looked up in the sky, and I tell you that I don't know what it is about wintertime and the stars, but I'm telling you, sometimes they just make chills go over me. Amen. It's almost like you can reach up there and get one, pull it down. Amen. I'm telling you, God didn't put that up there for us to worship. He put that up there, amen, so we could worship the one that hung them there, and worship the one that named them, and worship the one, beloved, that knows every one of them, how many there is, knows every time one of them stars falls, amen. Our God is the God of creation. Many will see the Christmas lights, but they'll miss the stars. Many will see the Christmas tree, but they'll miss the cross. You say, what's that got to do with a tree? The Bible said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Our Lord Jesus, I love that song, Brother Ralph and them sang, God's first Christmas tree. Amen. It's the cross of Calvary. Right there's where the gift of God hung. Amen. For you and for me. Many will see the gifts of men, but they'll miss the gift of God. Many will indulge, beloved, in what's on the table. You listen to me, and they'll miss those that are sitting around the table and fail to give God the glory for their children and for their family. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, the fullness, Christmas to the fullness. I don't want to go through Christmas just ho-hum. Amen. Our Savior deserves worship. Amen. He desires worship, and I thank God for that today. There's the fullness of Christ. There's the fullness of creation. And then there's the fullness of the Christian that I want to talk to you about. The Bible said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, I'm not being critical, but I believe I'm right. I can look at my own life and I can say this. One of the reasons that we're not hungry for the things of God is we're filled up on junk. Amen. Hey, you don't give a youngin' a bag of M&Ms and then set them in the chair and expect them to eat mashed potatoes. Say amen. Amen. If they're filled up on junk, they're going to spit that good food right back at you. Amen. And God wants us, beloved, to come to his table and to be filled. There's the fullness of grace. The Word of God said, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. I did a little studying on that grace for grace. And beloved, really what that's talking about there is grace upon grace. God's grace is continuous. God's grace is never exhausted. Honey, that night when he saved me, I experienced the grace of God. And now he's been leading me all these years by the grace of God. And one day I'm going to step off on heaven's bright shore by the grace of God and hear him, beloved, that loved us and gave himself for us. There's the fullness of his grace. And then there's the fullness of joy in the Christian's life. The Bible said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. You know what would be good this Christmas season? If some of God's people, you've done let that dirt get in your life, you've done let that distance between you and him, if you'd crawl into an altar somewhere and say, God, fill her up. Amen. I'm tired of walking around, beloved, with half empty on my joy, or leaning down there on the eighth of a tank, or the lights done come on the dashboard. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God wants his people to be a joyous people. And we ought to be the most joyful people on the face of the planet. The Bible said, I'm sure, this is Paul talking to the church at Rome, that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The Bible said in John, I think it was 2 John, no, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. That ought to bring joy to the believer's heart. In Acts chapter 13, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. John in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 14 wrote these. He said, these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. I tell you what, let me tell you what will rob you of your joy this Christmas season. You concentrate on the stuff and forget about the Savior. You hear what I said? You'll be robbed of your joy. Listen, Christmas is not about the stuff. It is for the world, but hallelujah, we're not of the world, amen. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Christmas is not about the stuff for the child of God. It's about the Savior, the one that gave Himself for us, amen. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. I got tickled. I probably shouldn't tell this, amen, but I got tickled at my mother-in-law years ago. She had a car, Brother Chris, and she told my wife, she said, I try to keep it full. And Miss Eve said, why? She said, because it gets better mileage on full. Some of them vehicles, it takes them a long time to fall off of that full mark. So she thought she was getting better mileage. Let me tell you something about the child of God. Yeah, God, you was in this too. You'll get better mileage on full. Amen. You'll get better mileage. You'll get more done if you get full of the joy of the Lord. Amen. Full, full, full. You know, Brother Caleb, I think you're probably one of them goes into work with the Molly Grubs every Monday morning. You're not, are you, brother? Amen. I feel sorry for anybody that's running on empty around you, brother. Amen. You're going to try to pick them up. Amen. Ain't that right? That's what our lives ought to be about. Amen. Help somebody. Amen. That's running on empty to get full once again of the joy of the Lord. Then there's the fullness of God. Let me give you these things real quickly. His love. The Bible said to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know why a lot of people aren't full? They think, well, He's done forgot about me. No, He ain't. He loves you just as much as He ever did. Say amen. He's not forgot about you. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. The fullness of God, His love, His Spirit. The Word of God said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. God wants us this Christmas season, amen, to be filled with the Spirit, be filled with His glory. The Bible said, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. And then His will. Listen to this. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Beloved, listen, a lot of people go through Christmas. They know the Lord, but they don't know one thing about His will. They've never submitted to His will. I tell you, the happiest people in the world are saying, God, not my will, but Thy will be done. And that happens when you fall in love with Him. You can trust Him. Where He guides you, He will provide for you. I promise you that. Amen. And then it's about His praise. I'm talking about the fullness of the Christian, the fullness of God. Let my mouth be filled with Thy praise and with Thy honor all the day. And it's about His power. I thought about Stephen. The Word of God said, Stephen, full of faith and power, he did great wonders and miracles among them. You know, many of us, my daughter, she turned 36 today, Charity. Today's her birthday. And she talked to us on the phone this morning. We talked to her, and she said, I'm over the hump, headed towards 40. I said, honey, you're over the hump at 21, headed towards 40. Say, I'm not real good at math, but halfway's the hump. Say amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen to me. Some of you's over the hump, headed towards 40. Some of us over the hump, headed towards heaven. Old Stephen, listen to what the Word of God said. He was full of faith and power, but when it come down the time to die, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly towards heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Stephen was so full that he couldn't even be bitter at them that was stoning him. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Amen. Boy, he learned a lot from Jesus, didn't he? Amen. He learned a lot from what happened at Calvary. God, I want you to forgive them. Don't lay this sin to their charge. The fullness of the Christian. I got something to read to you this morning. In his book entitled Facing Loneliness, J. Oswald Sanders writes, the round of pleasure or the amassing of wealth are but vain attempts to escape from the persistent ache. The millionaire is usually a lonely man, and the comedian is often more unhappy than his audience. Sanders goes on to emphasize that being successful often fails to produce satisfaction. Then he refers to Henry Martin, a distinguished scholar, as an example. Martin, a Cambridge University student, was honored at only 20 years of age for his achievements in mathematics. In fact, he was given the highest recognition possible in that field, and yet he felt an emptiness inside. He said that instead of finding fulfillment in his achievements, he had only grasped a shadow. After evaluating his life's goals, Martin sailed to India as a missionary at the age of 24. When he arrived, he prayed, "Lord, let me burn out for you." In the next 7 years that preceded his death, he translated the New Testament into three difficult Eastern languages. These notable achievements were certainly not passing shadows. Amen. A lot of people are grasping at shadows. No real purpose in their life. Amen. And God wants us to know that the Christian can experience His fullness and His purpose for their life. And then the last thing in the message today is talking about the fullness of the church. We've talked about the fullness of Christ, the fullness of creation, the fullness of the Christian. And now let me talk to you just a little bit about the fullness of the church. The Bible said that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, He said, "And hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." The only way the world is going to see the fullness of Him is to see it through His church. Amen. We're His people. I read this, and I've shared this before in my memory. I think I have, but it's worth sharing again. I want you to listen to this. Remember putting your face above a headless frame, painted to represent a muscle man or a clown or a bathing beauty? Remember that? They had this, the body, and you just put your head above it and somebody will take your picture. Many of us have had our pictures taken this way, and the photos are humorous because the head doesn't fit the body. If we could picture Christ as the head of the local body of believers, would the world laugh at the misfit? Or would they stand in awe of a human body so closely related to a divine head? Amen. Jesus is the head of the church, youngins. And we're the body. Are you listening to me? And God wants us, beloved, to fulfill the purpose of the body in reaching the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible said, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Boy, I tell you something right now. What God would desire for every one of us is just get full of God. Then you come to church and the church would be full. Say amen. And we'd be a reflection, Brother Brian, of our head. Amen. It wouldn't be a misfit. It would fit. Amen. And that's what God wants us to be, a fit. Amen. Fit to be used. The Bible said in Psalm 133, and I'm finished, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. When there's strife and when there's discord, that's not being a reflection of the head. Amen. But when there's unity, when you got people, Jesus said, in the yoke, He said, "Take my yoke upon you." When you get in the yoke with Jesus, you're pulling in the same direction He's pulling in. And you're working in the same field He's working in. And you're headed in the same direction He's headed in. And you're going at the same speed he's going. Amen. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. A lot of people say, well, it's just so hard to be a Christian. The Bible don't back that up. The Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. He said, my burden is light. Amen. Jesus knows we've got enough burdens without him laying another one on us. Amen. He's there to help us with our burden, to help carry our burden. The fullness of Christmas, living Christmas to the fullest. Amen. The fullness of Christ, the fullness of creation, the fullness of the Christian, and the fullness of the church. Brother Chris was telling us in the prayer room a while ago about coming in early today. He came into the church and he said he just looked around the church and said, God, thank you for my church. And he began to think about the people that Brother Keith is ministering to and the sticks on the roof and sitting on the ground. And many of them will ride a bicycle, Brother Chris, or walk for miles and miles. Amen. It don't matter if it's raining. They're going to get there. If they have to come through the mud, they're going to get there. Amen. Because, beloved, they're learning about this Jesus of Christmas. Amen. And they're full. Amen. At Christmas time. Let's pray together. Father, thank you today for the privilege to come in your presence. Thank you, Lord, today for the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, today that, Lord, you've made it plain in the Word of God that you want us to experience that fullness at Christmas time and all throughout the year. Lord, I pray today for those, our Lord, that are struggling. I pray, Lord, today that, Lord, the circumstances of life would not keep them from getting their eyes on the Savior. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would help us to long for heaven and to live for heaven. And Lord, just help us, Lord, to lean on the God of heaven until we get there. I pray, Lord, today for those that don't know you, I ask you, dear Father, today, Lord, to speak to their heart. God will give you glory. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, no one looking around.